I think that's what's happening. Our Ladies' Tea is coming up next weekend. Unbelievable. And we have a few tickets left for sale. And so if you'd like to purchase a ticket, invite someone. We still have some room that we can find for you. Amen? So you want to purchase your tickets in the bookstore. Are you excited about the Word of God tonight? And one other thing to happen Saturday, the marriage fellowship. I knew there was another thing happening. 6 p.m. 6 p.m. is the marriage fellowship. Last month when I did the graphic for it, I put on there they were having a super salad. I didn't know what it was, but I put it, but it was really soup and salad. Somewhere we had lost in translation. Anyway, that's not on the thing this month, so we're saying. Amen. So if you want to have some good fellowship with some folks that are married, come on out to that at 6 p.m. on Saturday. All right. Well, we're continuing tonight. Pastor Doug had started a series called Keys on how to walk and maintain your victory. Amen. We're studying from the book of Colossians. And so that's where we want to pick up where we left off. I'm going to do my best. See, 8 pages of notes. I'm not teaching from 8 pages of notes tonight, but that's how much notes Pastor Doug has already put together on the subject. So we're looking tonight at Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14 is what we are going to attempt. No, wait a minute. 9 through 16 is what our part is tonight. So we'll see how far we get. So Colossians chapter 1, and we are going to start at verse 9. And I'm reading from the Amplified. I know we don't have that up there, but I'll read from the Amplified if you can follow along. It says, "For this reason, we also from the day we heard of it have not ceased to pray and make special requests for you, asking that you be filled with the full, deep, and clear knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and in understanding and discernment of spiritual things." So this is a prayer that you could pray for folks. Amen? So if you think someone is not very bright, this is an opportunity. You know how you end up like saying, "I just wish they knew more or better"? Don't wish, pray. Amen? Because we have the ability to help other people around us. Sometimes we notice things on purpose so we can help. All right, that's a side note. Verse 10, "that you may walk and conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him and desiring to please Him in all things." So this is just a recap from what happened last week. Pastor Doug taught on some of this. So I'm just reading this. But this is a prayer that you want to include for people in your life. Amen? Now let's jump down to verse 12. "Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints, God's holy people in the light." Now, tonight's topic specifically will be about how we are qualified to be partakers with Christ. Okay? So it starts from verse 12. We are thanking the Father, our Heavenly Father. Every person on the planet, on earth, cannot say that they are a child of God. The only way we qualify to say we're a child of God is if we are born again through Jesus. Amen? So this tells me right away our qualification to partake in what happened through Jesus cannot occur through works. It can't happen no matter how good we become. That includes after you get saved, after you've received salvation. All right? Okay, let's keep reading. So, verse 13, "The Father has delivered and drawn us to Himself out of the control and the dominion of darkness and has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have our redemption through his blood, which means the forgiveness of our sins. We need blood for the remission of sins, correct? So if you are trying to do something good because of something bad you did, you are wasting your time because you need blood. So where can you find blood to make up for all the bad stuff you did? It was shed once and for all. Nobody else's blood will do. Does that help with the good works actions? Okay. Now, this doesn't mean we sit around and do nothing. What it means is our works are now hooked into the redemption model. The redemption model